This morning in our consecutive reading of God's Word, we come to Judges 20, and this morning I will read verses 26 through 48. And we've come to that very gruesome portion of this book where God in His sovereignty has given us this detail of a woman who's been abused, whose husband has distributed pieces of her body throughout the tribes to seek to stir them up to the exercise of justice. These tribes have gathered at Mizpah, but the tribe of Benjamin, the tribe who housed the guilty parties, the men of Gibeah, at least some men of Gibeah, failed to come, and so the tribes have begun to fight against them. They've had two battles thus far and have found their cause, though just, being thwarted. And so we pick up the story here in verses 26 through the end of the chapter. Judges 20, 26 through 48. Let us hear God's Word. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the Ark of the Covenant was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, Shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease? And the Lord said, Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thine hand. And Israel set liers in wait round about Gibeah. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city. And they began to smite at the people and kill as at other times in the highways, of which one goeth up to the house of God and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, They are smitten down before us as at the first. And the children of Israel said, Let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar. And the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel. And the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,000 and 100 men. All these drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted unto the liers in wait which they had set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in the battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill the men of Israel, about 30 persons. For they said, Surely they are smitten down before us, as in the first battle. But when the flame began to arise out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trode them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor. And they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. and they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued Herod after them unto Gidgidim, and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city as of east, and all that came to hand. Also, they set on fire all the cities that they came to. Thus ends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Just a few comments on this section. First, we see how the victory was obtained. Secondly, we see how the victory was prosecuted. I think we learn here, and I think we've learned in the last section of this chapter, that clearly the Israelites had trusted too much in their cause and too much in their numbers. I think here we see in verses 26 and 28 that they more fully address themselves to God in accordance with His Word. They clearly go up to the place where the tabernacle's at, and they offer sacrifices. They come in humility to God and beseech Him for His blessing, and He promises to give it. He promises that they will, in fact, defeat Israel, or Benjamin, excuse me, the next day. And yet, at the same time, they begin to use a strategy of war. In the first part of this chapter, it looks like they just went up with their numbers. There was really no strategy applied. And so here we have an example of people that are praying, have the answer, and yet still choose to put feet to their prayer and utilize a very shrewd strategy to defeat their brothers. But we also see how the victory was prosecuted. First, we see that Gibeah was destroyed, not just the people there, but even the whole city, even the women and children, in verses 37 and 40. Clearly, the whole army was routed of Benjamin. We also see even those that were trying to escape, 7,000 of them in verse 45, are cut down. They're not imprisoned. They're cut down. There's no quarter given to any that are fighting. And then we find that even those that tarried at home, those that didn't fight in verse 48, were slain. And it's only the 600 men that flee to the rock Rimmon in verse 47 that are left standing of Benjamin. And I think we do have to ask ourselves, as Matthew Henry in his commentary says, is, you know, it's difficult to justify the execution of justice here. At some level, justice needed to be applied to the guilty men of Gibeah who had abused this woman. But to utterly slaughter almost the whole tribe, including non-combatants, women and children, burning cities, this clearly goes against the Mosaic law, even when they were fighting the Canaanites. They weren't to burn cities or to destroy fruitful trees. This was wreaking significant havoc in the nation. They made an oath in chapter 21, if it's 19 or 20, verse 5, earlier, that that they would judge any that didn't come to this tribunal. But the question is, was that a justifiable oath? And I think the question is, we need to ask ourselves, is there a warning here? And did these Israelites violate the principle of Proverbs 17:14? The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention. Sometimes in an effort to pursue justice, revenge creeps in and much more damage is done. This is how civil wars break out. And you can see throughout history a number of wars that it's sad that negotiations couldn't have prevented the wars and excesses on both sides. And so clearly, though the Israelites were right to judge and to bring discipline upon the Benjamites, not only for the men of Gibeah, but for also for their failure to bring the men of Gibeah to justice, did it give them a right to kill women and children and non-combatants and to destroy cities? I think clearly the Bible says no. they clearly were excessive in that and went beyond God's word in executing that justice.